Welcome to Daily in the Word. Hi, this is Kerry Schmidt, Director of Striving Together Publications. If you're interested in biblically sound and practically relevant resources for spiritual growth, I invite you to visit strivingtogether.com. At Striving Together, we're laboring every day to produce books, curriculum, music, and local church resources that will encourage and equip believers to live their faith. From all over the globe, we're hearing stories every day of how God is changing lives through these resources. Striving Together is committed to conservative biblical doctrine and values, and we're committed to supporting local church ministry. Visit us today at strivingtogether.com or call toll-free 1-800-201-7748. Again, that's 1-800-201-7748. Whatever you're facing that's beyond your control, whatever struggle and trial you're bearing up under, God is interested and He is waiting to give you His power and His presence. Power for life. That's the topic on today's edition of Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chapin. Stay with us. Let's face it, life can flat be overwhelming. We all wake up and face circumstances beyond our control and situations beyond our capacity. We turn somewhere for answers, and yet so often we know we're in over our heads. Yet there is a God, a loving Heavenly Father, who longs to give you His power and His presence to make a difference in your life today. He wants to enable you to have the strength you need to live your life for Him today. That's the topic of our series, Power for Life, coming up next with Dr. Paul Chapin. Welcome to this edition of Daily in the Word, the daily radio broadcast of Dr. Paul Chapin, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in the high desert of Southern California, Lancaster, California. You can catch this program every Monday through Friday at this time on this station. If you miss a day or if you live in an area where this program is not broadcast, we encourage you to visit dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. On the website, you'll find a way to download today's broadcast as well as other recent broadcasts. You can also subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast via iTunes and take Daily in the Word with you and listen to it on your computer or iPod at your convenience. Perhaps you'd like to refer a friend to dailyintheword.org. I do hope you, when you visit the website, you'll consider making an investment into this ministry. You'll find a donate tab when you get to dailyintheword.org. Your gift to this ministry will help us continue teaching and preaching the Word of God. Well, the final message in this series, perhaps one of the most important, found in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, the power to witness. One of the great reasons God has left you as a Christian on this planet is that you might be a witness of His presence in your life and of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here's Paul Chapin, Power to Witness.
He was in a hospital with millions of dollars of equipment, surrounded by doctors with hundreds of years of experience, but a 22-year-old girl who made $170 a week, by taking a moment to show compassion, touched that man's life. I want you to know this morning that you don't have to have a theological degree and you don't have to be a Christian of some 20 years for God to use you to touch someone's life. I want you to know it doesn't matter where you live or how much you make, that any one of you in the power of the Spirit of God could touch somebody's life for eternity this month. Someone said, compassion is your hurt in my heart. Instead of getting mad at the neighbors, how about having compassion on them? Instead of getting frustrated at the neighborhood, how about trying to tell others about Jesus Christ this month? That's the pattern. You shall be witnesses. This is your purpose in life. Notice again the verse, please, verse number 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Notice this, and ye shall be. Would you say that with me? And ye shall be. It does not say you shall do witnessing. It says you shall be. God has created you as a human being. He wants you to be something for Him and through Him. And the main reason He has left us on this planet is that we might be witnesses for Him. Hey, how many of you have lived long enough to figure out as a Christian, it's not all about me, it's all about Him. You shall be witnesses. If you ever look at the verse when you come into this church above the fireplace, it says, Philippians 1:27, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And that verse begins by speaking about our conversation, which is our lifestyle. And in essence, the verse says our whole lifestyle should be about getting the gospel out, striving together for the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is the will of God, especially in this moment in which we live, that we would live every day ready to witness, ready to tell someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. Look in your notes at 1 Peter 3:15. It says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. God says, I want you to be ready tomorrow on your shuttle bus, tomorrow in your workstation, tomorrow at the gym, tomorrow wherever you might be at any moment, at any time, I want you to be ready to tell somebody what hope you have in you. And I don't know about you folks, the only real hope I have in me is Jesus Christ. And I want you to be ready, he says, to tell someone. That's why we have the team soul winning kickoff in a few weeks. That's why we have the big signs in the lobby. Sign up for Team Soul Winning so you can learn how to witness, so you can go with someone who knows how to witness, so you can be ready always to give an answer to those that are looking for hope. A few years ago, I was preaching down in Houston, Texas, and I preached on Monday night, and then I preached on Tuesday morning. And before I preached on Tuesday night, the pastor said, Brother Chappell, would you like to go with us to visit the NASA Mission Control here in Houston? He said, we have one of the directors in the church. He'd like to give you a tour. And I said, that'd be great. And we went into the building and we walked around, saw all the computers, saw the big screens. And they were getting ready to track the next shuttle that was going to launch as it orbited Earth. And they were telling us all about it. It was fascinating. And while they were talking, I kind of meandered over to the sidewall. And I noticed on the sidewall there was a sign and it said mission statement. And I like to read mission statements. And sometimes I go to a hotel or a place of business, they'll have their mission statement. I thought, this is the mission statement for Mission Control. This is the granddaddy of all mission statements. I want to read this one. And I went over there and this is what it said. Foundations for Mission Operations at Mission Control. To always be aware that suddenly and unrepentantly, we may find ourselves in a role where our performance has ultimate consequences. So the engineers there at NASA were to have as their mission to always be aware that suddenly and unrepentantly their role, their performance could have ultimate consequences. In other words, unrepentantly, at a moment's notice, they may have to change a direction or set a dial or give a command that they can't undo. They've got to make the right decision at that very moment because the lives of our astronauts depend upon it. And those engineers are commanded in their mission statement to always be aware of that fact. And we are commanded in our mission statement to always be aware and to always be ready that at any moment God might put you across the path of somebody who needs you to be what you were created to be, and that is a witness for Jesus Christ. Most churches are not witnessing churches, and most Christians are not witnessing Christians. But I say again, his last command should be our first priority, telling others about Jesus Christ. How many of you have a friend, a neighbor, a relative that is lost and without Christ while you sit in this church this morning? Come on now. All of us need to be better witnesses for Jesus Christ. So we are purposed to testify of the truth. Notice secondly, we are purposed to identify Jesus Christ. Notice specifically again in the verse it says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. What do the next two words say? unto me. Let's say it together. Unto me. You shall be witnesses. Say it with me. Unto me. All right. And so we are purposed to identify Jesus Christ. Look in your notes, John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. So the Holy Spirit of God is going to help you to glorify and testify of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Jesus said, you're going to testify of me. That is the purpose of the power that he has given to us. And so we see the promise of the power, and we see the purpose of the power, that we might be witnesses. And as we close this morning, notice with me the priority of this power. God prioritizes how he wants and where he wants this power manifested. Notice again in verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, notice this, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now, first of all, we see that we are to be involved in a simultaneous witness. We see the word both. He says, I want you to be getting the gospel out where you live and in other places at the same time. By the way, how many of you are thankful that we have missionaries all around the world preaching the gospel right now? Because we couldn't obey Acts 1:8 without those missionaries partnering with us. While we reach Lancaster, they're reaching uttermost parts of the earth. And what are we to do? And what are they to do? We are to preach Jesus Christ, Acts 5:42. And daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ, telling others about Jesus. We are to see those that receive Jesus baptized in water. The baptism does not wash away their sin, but the baptism is their testimony of faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And after someone is saved and baptized, we are to help them grow in their faith, to become a disciple of Christ, to learn and grow. That's why all of our 45 adult Bible classes have people in the class who are ready on a Wednesday night to sit down with you and line upon line help you get grounded in the Word of God, because Jesus said, teaching them all things whatsoever I have commanded you. 2 Timothy 2:2, committing to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Hey, let's just put it right down where the rubber meets the road. The goal of Lancaster Baptist Church is to help you grow in the Bible and get to know God and grow in your faith so that you can find someone else and tell them what Jesus Christ has done for you, you see. Because we believe that every member here should be in the ministry and that all of us are to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. That's the will of God for his church, that we simultaneously take the message out. Right now this morning, we have members of this church in Europe and Asia, in all parts of this country. And I believe it's not just a matter of work whereby God is sending them around the world, but that he wants them to take the name of Jesus wherever they go as well. Both in this place and that place at the same time. But notice, not only simultaneously, but notice strategically. The strategy of the church, simply and profoundly found in verse 8. He says, I want you to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth, into all the world. You could say it this way, I want you to go into your community with the gospel. The Apostle Paul practiced this in Acts chapter 20, he went to a city called Ephesus in Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. The Apostle Paul, as he went there, describes his ministry later on in the book of Acts, chapter 20 and verse 20. Notice what he says. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly, and what does it say? From house to house, all right? Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Someone says, well, house to house doesn't work. Let me tell you, it doesn't work if you don't do it. But I'm going to tell you right now, friend, I don't care what your method is. Find a method, find a way to tell someone else about Jesus Christ. And strategically, the Lancaster Baptist Church exists to win as many people in Lancaster and Palmdale and the surrounding area to Jesus Christ as we possibly can. I want you to know, friend, that we intend to reach our Jerusalem with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We take it very seriously. We map out our streets and we look at our mission field and we say, Lord, help us so that no one would come in here on a 6-month TDY in this community a time of training or a short spell here and not at least have the opportunity to be saved? How many of you believe that everybody deserves the opportunity to have Jesus in their life? We're not going to hide the light here at Lancaster Baptist Church. We're called to testify, to go out. Do you? Are you fully engaged in your purpose, or are you missing your purpose? The purpose is to witness. I remember as a Bible college student, our vice president of our college one day called me in. He said, "Paul, we have four ladies out near Indio, California that they don't have a church near them and they'd like someone to come and preach to them. Would you go out and preach for them?" Boy, I tell you what, that was great. Anytime I could preach, I preached at the rescue missions, the rest homes. I said, "I'll be glad to go down there." We took a few students down there and I preached to four or five ladies. I preached about Noah. I preached about the ark, the gopher wood, all the animals two by two, the sin of the antediluvian society. Every imagination was only evil and wicked continually. I preached everything I knew about Noah, and the whole message lasted 8 minutes in length. A lot of times on Sunday afternoon, my wife says, "Honey, why don't you preach that message about Noah that you often used to preach?" Much to my surprise, after I preached that message, they asked me to come back and preach again the next week. I don't know if it was the content of the message or the length of the message, but they asked me to come back. And we began to have a ministry out there, and later we organized that into a church that still exists to this day. And as we were getting the church going, I began, after we were married, going out on Friday nights and Saturday mornings, and we'd do some soul winning. We would go from house to house testifying. We'd find people in the market, in the park, testify to them about Jesus Christ, invite them to the church. And I remember knocking on a fella's gate, waving at him. He invited me back into his garden area. His name was Carl Houston. Carl was a retired man living in that area. And I don't know a lot, didn't know a lot at that time about how to get a conversation going, but I knew enough to show an interest in a man's stuff, you know. Might be a motorcycle, might be a car. In his case, it was a garden. He said, "You want to talk to me? You got to come back here to my garden. I'm working in my garden." I said, "All right." Went back to his garden. And that man had a beautiful garden, and his specialty was onions. I mean, this guy had huge, huge onions. In fact, Carl reached down in the ground, he plucked out an onion, he washed it off with the hose. He goes, "This sand grows some of the best onions in America." He says, "These are so tasty," and he bit it like an apple. And just stand there biting that old onion like that, chewing on that onion. And after a few minutes, he said, "Here." He pulled me up one, washed off, said, have a bite." Now, we were newlyweds. I mean, I'm telling you what, I wanted to smell good. I wasn't sure about that. I took a little nibble on that onion. He said, "Oh, go ahead, take a big old bite like an apple." And I said, "All right." I took a big old bite. Carl and I stood there eating our onions. And after a little while, I said, "Now, Carl, I appreciate the onion, but I want to talk to you about something." I said, "Carl, do you know the Lord? Do you know if you died that you'd go to heaven someday? Carl, have you ever thought about this important matter? It's important to know." And Carl said, "I don't really know that I'd go to heaven." And after about 30 minutes sitting on his picnic table there in his backyard, I had the joy of showing Carl how to pray to receive Christ as his Savior. Oh, listen, Carl made the most important decision of his life that day. Now, I smelled like an onion for 2 weeks after that. I went back to my theology classes on Monday, and all the guys around me moved their chairs away from me. They said, "What is wrong with you?" And I said, "Well, I had to eat an onion to help a guy get saved." But you know what I was doing? I was reaching out to our Jerusalem. Reaching our Jerusalem. Reaching our Judea, that's our country. Reaching Samaria, that's our continent. Reaching the uttermost parts of the earth. Hey, I want everybody to take very quickly the little envelope in front of you on the pew right there and just pull one out if there's an envelope there. Just take a look at that. You'll find a little spot that says missions on there. You see that? You see that spot that says missions? Talk to me. We don't want to spend too much time talking about money, so you got to help me here get this going quick, right? But you see that little spot that says missions? Did you know every time you fill out the envelope and write $5 or $10 for missions, it helps us to support 202 families around the world as I stand here preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? It's not just about money, it's about souls. It's about people that are in Africa and the Philippines and Europe and people that are in China and people that are all over the world right now. And we get the privilege of strategically partnering with them through our giving and our prayers to get the gospel out. And so Jesus gathers his disciples, and look at it now, verse 8. His last command. He's about to go up to heaven, and he says to them, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." By the way, how many of you believe Jesus is coming back? Amen. So the angel sees these men just kind of staring there and says, "Look at, don't stand around staring up at heaven. He's coming back. Go out and do what he told you to do and make his last command your first priority." Folks, let's not spend the rest of our days just staring at the heavens. Let's be the witnesses that God has called us to be. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, you can't testify about what you've seen, heard, and know until you receive Christ as your Savior. And we would encourage you to do that today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the power for life. Thank you for the power to witness and tell the good news.
Well, friend, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the daily radio ministry of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College. Pastor Chappell is presently teaching a very encouraging and equipping series entitled Power for Life. You can receive this entire series on an MP3 CD, or you can download it when you visit our website at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. When you get to the website, you'll find a lot of resources that will help you in your walk with Christ and your spiritual growth. You'll find a complimentary daily devotional from Dr. Chappell. You'll find links to listen to recent broadcasts or to subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast. You'll find links to other resources, books, Sunday school curriculum, and other resources for local church ministry through our publications ministry, Striving Together Publications. There's a lot more to see at the website when you visit dailyintheword.org. I do hope that you'll prayerfully consider clicking on the Donate tab. When you click on that Donate tab, you'll have the opportunity to invest with us and to partner with us in the communication of the Word of God and the Gospel of Christ on more than 400 radio stations at home and around the world where people are hearing and responding to the Gospel of Christ. Your investment, even on the monthly basis, will go directly into airtime, and I hope you'll consider becoming a partner with us in the ministry of Daily in the Word. This month, we have a gift for you when you give us a gift of any amount. And you, when you decide to partner with us, we want to say thank you. Our way of saying thank you this month is Dr. Chappell's brand new book, 200-page paperback book on the ministry and the power of the Holy Spirit. The book is entitled Living Beyond Your Capacity, Understanding the Spirit-Filled Life. If you're enjoying the content of this series, Power for Life, you will thoroughly enjoy Living Beyond Your Capacity. Whether you've been a Christian only a week or whether you've been a Christian for 50 years, this book is really about how the Christian life is meant to be lived. Living Beyond Your Capacity, it's a great read. You're going to want to give it to a friend or someone that you love, and we'll send it to you this month when you decide to give a gift of any amount to the ministry of Daily in the Word. One of the easiest ways to do that is to visit dailyintheword.org. If you prefer, you could give us a call toll-free. The number, 1-800-201-7748. Once again, 1-800-201-7748. When you call that number, we look forward to speaking with you, meeting your needs, and partnering with you in the ministry of the gospel and getting you Pastor Chappell's book, Living Beyond Your Capacity. If you'd like to write to us, you can send a letter to Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. As we wrap up today's edition of Daily in the Word, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with a word of personal greeting.
Do you know for sure that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? My friend, you don't need to take a Bible college class to settle that issue. If you believe that you are a sinner separated from God because of sin, and if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed His blood to forgive you of that sin, then even right now you could pray and ask Jesus Christ to forgive you, to come into your life and save you from your sin, and give you a home in heaven for all of eternity. You could make that call to Jesus Christ right now by prayer and be saved through faith.
Well, thank you, Pastor. And friend, thank you for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. Once again, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. And don't forget, we are heading to Alaska in August of 2011. We would love for you to be a part of this life-changing and memorable adventure to Alaska with Christian friends. Join us for the Alaska cruise and find out more information about it at dailyintheword.org. Thanks so much for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.